Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
There you go, there's Jorge.
¿Qué pasó?
Jorge! Great to have Jorge back.
¿Qué pasó? Los Ángeles, ¿cómo están? How are you guys?
Está muy bien.
Man, it's been a while.
Woo. It has been a while. You're out 10 days, right?
10 days, yes. 10 days. Long days.
Everything came out okay? Everything is fine. You're doing well now? The family, everybody's good?
Everybody's good. We're back and running healthy, so glad. I'm glad.
Excellent.
And, you know, thank you guys for checking in. Thanks, everybody, for checking in on Twitter. It was just a tough 10 days. But we're over it, and thank you for checking
glad
in.
Glad you're back, man.
Yeah, I'm happy to be
you
back.
You were so missed, Jorge, that we had to have multiple people for you.
Yeah, we had
just
Laura.
Just one person couldn't do it.
We had Funch. We had Tall Taylor.
Yeah,
it took Paul sometimes. Sometimes we had both. I mean, it was crazy. It was crazy.
Man, see,
you're impossible to replace. Impossible to replace.
All right. Well, I'm happy to be back, man.
Cool. So Momo's in today. Momo, it's a good day for you because what I saw last night. What we saw last night. So I'm gonna just say I'm gonna speak the obvious here. When Ireland is here, because John's an employee of the Lakers, and I think you guys know this by now, but he can't necessarily. It's a kid glove situation, right? When Momo is here, we can chop it up a little bit more. So first off, how you doing? Haven't talked to you in a while.
I'm good. I'm trying to be productive. So I've been cleaning my garage, going down memory lane a little bit, you know. It's kind of fun to do.
What did you find that you want to brag about?
I wasn't going to brag. I mean, it's just, you know.
You were so subtle dropping
it.
You were so subtle dropping
I was
this.
Just.
And like then you texted it to all of us.
Oh yeah, I think I took a picture of it because I didn't know if everyone would believe me. It was when I got into Harvard, going out of high school. I was like, "Oh my gosh, the acceptance letter! I remember this one. I remember we didn't have like social media at the time. Do you remember back when we didn't have social media where you could share everything?"
Yeah, but you wouldn't have sent this out on social media, even if it existed when you got into Harvard.
I definitely would have. Don't you think we would have done? If you got into Harvard if you get in now, don't you think people just post that on social media now?
Their letter?
Absolutely.
Do you think that?
Yes.
Absolutely.
You think so, Bert?
That's
so
going straight on the ground.
I don't want to brag here, but I'm not talking about my Yale Drama School acceptance letter. I'm not talking about my Northwestern acceptance letter.
Yale Drama School acceptance letter. Hey,
what's that?
If you found the letter in your garage, if you found your Yale Drama School acceptance letter in your garage, would you post it?
Hell no. Hell
absolutely
no.
You should.
I would never.
I'm thinking about posting mine 25 years later.
You should.
I can't even believe you saved it. You didn't even
go
there.
How could you not save it? I know, but I still, you know, it's like proof. I could have.
And you don't find
Come
that
on,
to be
Greg,
some
you know
sort
you
of braggery, some sort of puffery.
Totally.
Of course it is.
If I got into Colorado, even now, when I got into Colorado, I was posting that, which is not a, you know, doesn't mean.
Where 100%. Else did you apply, Greg? Was it Colorado or bust or?
No. Colorado, Arizona, Northern Arizona, UMass, Maryland.
Lumberjacks.
I think Florida too, and I got all.
Did you just
all,
randomly pick these schools? You're a Valley kid. Did you just
randomly
want to get out of town?
I wanted to get across the country away from my family, and I loved Maryland at the time for whatever reason, the Terrapins, and I thought that would be a fun school to go to. I thought Florida would be a fun school to go to, and UMass, I don't know. I think they just said go to UMass. I said, all right, I'll try it.
And in the end, three semesters at CU, and here you are.
Two, sir. Get it right.
Are you going to post that on the gram? Like, did you find your freshman orientation handbook?
Isn't that what it's for? I mean, that's what it's for. That's what Twitter, yeah. That's what Instagram is for. It's to brag.
I mean,
it's
Instagram not being more angry than Twitter. Things, Twitter, I think, is a little... Well, I think Twitter's a little different.
All right, so
Twitter,
we're all
we're all
dodging what the thing is, the thing that we, you
the
know.
Thing, the big thing.
You know, I loved it because.
Let me tell you what happened last night.
Oh, okay.
Let me tell you what happened last night.
You go.
Frank Vogel ripped the Band-Aid off. That's what happened.
Boy. So, in other words, sitting Russell Westbrook for the final 352, basically final 4 minutes.
That's correct.
Was ripping the Band-Aid off.
Yes. That has been coming for weeks, some would say months, but it wasn't until very recently that, you know, he felt like, all right, we're just going to do this. And, you know, I know that that has been a discussion for quite a while, but, like, once you do that, once you bench a star player, somebody on the all NBA 75-year list, okay, one of the best 75 players of all time.
Future Hall of Famer.
Once you do that, future Hall of Famer, once you do that, there's no going back.
Now, what does that mean?
Well, once you do
it, in other words, have you lost Russell Westbrook?
Well, we'll find out. I know he got on the plane today, so he's kind of stormed out of state. I mean, Crypto Center last night, wasn't happy about it, left the bench with a couple, you know, 10, 15 seconds left to play. Didn't talk to the media, from what I understand. Didn't talk to his teammates after the game either. Wasn't in the locker room when they were there. Kind of had already showered. But he's on the plane. They're flying to Orlando right now. So we'll see what happens next. But that was a big move. Okay. That was a move that has been a while coming, and they finally did it.
Okay, so I kind of want to talk about the micro and the macro. So let's go micro first.
All right.
Shouldn't there be, okay, two things. Micro from last night's game.
Mm-hmm.
Why was Stanley Johnson not on the floor at the end of the game? He was defending. He was the energy guy. He's the guy that's been so good for them. Why didn't he play the last 5 minutes of that game? That's one question. The other question about last night is when you look at Caris LeVert and what he did in the fourth quarter.
Mm-hmm.
Don't at some point you say, make somebody other than Caris LeVert beat us. He was obviously on fire. He was obviously scored 22 points in the fourth quarter. At some point, don't you say, all right, let Domantas Sabonis beat us.
Yes.
All right. I mean, somebody other than Caris LeVert. Right. Shouldn't you be able to take one guy out of the game and make somebody else beat you?
Yeah, you really should. And I think that was one of the last straws. Like, Russ was in the game and LeVert went right by him. And it was like, this is what they talk about. And then he didn't do it. And that was the hook. Like, very shortly after, that's when he got pulled. But it's not all on Russ. Like, here's the issue. This is a systemic defensive breakdown. Like, Russ can be the lightning rod because he does make a lot of defensive mistakes. But this is systemic. This is everyone. There's not one person who's getting beat when Caris LeVert has 22 points in the fourth quarter.
Oh, I mean, they were not closing out.
No.
They were just not closing out on shooters.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the micro part of it.
Yeah.
Now here's the macro part of it. And I'll just say that I don't know if anybody else is going to say this, but I'll say this. Frank Vogel will be fired this year.
I disagree with that.
It's going to happen. It's going to happen. At some point, he will become the scapegoat for the problems with this team. And by the way, this could be a – I'm prepared for anything. This could be a really, really ugly road trip for them. The Grammy trip could be like the saddest trip of the
year. I know. It could be really sad. They have some tough games on this trip.
And at some point, and, you know, ideally they get Anthony Davis back on this trip, and Anthony Davis makes a huge difference, particularly defensively and all that stuff. But at some point this year, I think the plug will get pulled on Frank Vogel. And honestly, he was set up that way. He only got a one-year extension.
Yeah.
when other guys get multi-year deal, particularly after winning a championship, you get a couple of years at the end of your deal. Instead, Frank got one, so he goes from lame duck to lame duck.
Yeah.
The front office obviously doesn't have the highest level of confidence in Frank Vogel. Otherwise, he would have gotten a multi-year deal. And so at some point, I think somebody's going to say, yeah, need a different voice. Yeah, need a different guy. Yeah, at least we're doing something. Because I'll tell you what, that trademark, and I keep hearing people say, oh, we're going to get Jeremy Grant or we're going to get whoever we're going to get. They are so limited in what they can do. If Lakers Nation wants a change, the one change that seems possible is at head coach. And I think at some point the plug will be pulled. Right or wrong, and by the way, I'll make the case that that's wrong, but right or wrong, I think that's going to happen.
I think that it's not going to happen.
Okay.
I think he survives this year. I think it'll happen if they don't win, which doesn't look like they're going to win this year. I think it happens in the off season when there's more opportunities. And I think the Lakers, look, my sense and just, you know, calling people, talking to people is that nobody really wants to fire Frank Vogel. They don't. They just don't like losing like they did last night. They don't like losing like they did in Denver, especially after like a 0-3 stretch where you're getting worked, right? Like that game in Denver was a really bad game. It was a listless, unenergetic game that was, you know,
I'm going to stop you a bunch of times here because there are nuggets I want to dig into.
I'm giving you nuggets.
So, they got blown out of Denver. Yep. Had they been blown out Monday night by Utah, there's lots of speculation that Frank would have been gone. Do you agree with that?
I agree with that. We were on high alert that night.
So if he's one loss away from getting, you think he's going to survive the year?
However, I think after that night, there was a collective sigh of relief that they showed some fight and they didn't lose that game. Because I'm going to come back to this. I don't think they want to fire him because I don't think they feel like that's the answer. I think the only reason he gets fired is if they go 0-5 and are not competing. If things are really falling off, then it's like, okay, I guess you just kind of have to do it. And I think this is the second time this year that it's been that close. The other time was before that Boston Celtics game, which turned out to be the Lakers' best win of the year until the last best win of the year against the Jazz. I really think they had lost out on the road, and there was a lot of chatter that if they lost to the Celtics at home that game, that they were going to fire him because they had another road stretch coming up. And I think two things are going on. There's this sense that Frank, if he's not connecting to the team enough to get them to play harder than they did against Denver or change things around like they have, but that doesn't feel like the answer to anybody. It's just something that you might have to do if the team is just quitting, if they're not playing hard.
Right.
But there's a grudgingness to it. And if you make a move, like what's your better, I mean, I guess, Fizdale would be the guy. Okay.
Yeah, Fizdale would be the guy.
Okay. And we saw.
And they were 0-5 when Fizdale was coaching.
Right. And so when you make a move, it's not so much like one guy's better than the other. It's like you want it to give a jolt. Okay. So this road trip, I had been strongly cautioned to say, would he have been fired? Well, there's this idea if you fire somebody in the middle of the season, if you send them out on the road, and then it's you're setting the other guy up to fail, right? You're not going to get a jolt. If you're going out on this horrible trip afterwards, that's not a good plan. And so I think they're being really guarded about this. And I thought that move that Frank did, taking Russell out of the game, was a huge move, probably even bigger than anything that could happen with Frank.
Okay, hold that thought. We're gonna continue to dive in. We're right up against Brent. We'll do it on the other side. Also, 877-710 ESPN. This Lakers. I mean, we've a turning point, then we've got a rock bottom, and then we've got a turning point, and then we've got rock bottom. I'm so tired of this up and down and up and down. Mm-hmm. It's just not a very good team. 877-710-ESPN. We'll get some of your phone calls in here coming up next. We'll also do some Rams coming up. Momo's here. We got Wheel of Question. We got all kinds of stuff. Jorge's back. Yeah, you picked a great day to listen. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey!
Listen to that, Mace. Listen to that.
Is that the would that be called the mariachi version?
No.
Of
that's
Adele?
That's Adele in Norteño. Somebody on Twitter, I don't recall his name. Somebody on Twitter told me to send this to you, and I wanted to play it on the air as soon as I came back. This is Norteño music with Adele behind it.
Nice.
This is good.
I like it.
It is pretty good.
So go easy on me. How do you say that in Spanish? Go easy on me.
Vamos, llévatelo lento. Go easy on me. You know, take it like, y go easy on me. Vamos lento.
Nice.
Yeah.
You got that, Mace?
Got it. I will use that. I will use that. By the way, one of the highlights of every Rams game is when they have the mariachi band play.
So good. That's so cool.
They play twice every game, at least twice every game. And I mean, there's a guy, Jorge, you've been there, right?
Yeah.
There's a guy with a gigantic guitar.
Mm.
It must be like a bass guitar.
Okay.
And it's almost like a cello, and he's holding it to its side, if you can imagine that.
Uh-huh.
And he's always, it looks to me like he is having the greatest time ever. The smile on his face, he looks like he's having so much fun. So I always say, look at, there he is. He's having a blast. I love that when they do that.
All of those guys seem like they're having a blast.
Oh, they're having a blast.
All of them, yeah.
They're having a blast. So back to this. We talked about Vogel. And I guess empowered to put Russell Westbrook on the bench by the front office. That was some of the reporting that was out there. Is that fair to say, Momo?
Yeah. I mean, look, nobody from the front office says, go do this. It's just more like, if you think that's what's necessary, you got to do it. Do what you got to do. Like, that's kind of... It's a big, I just can't even quantify how big a move it is for a coach to do something like that to an all-time great. Like in New York, Tom Thibodeau did that to Kemba Walker in a much more, I thought, disrespectful way. But right. Kemba Walker's not Russell Westbrook. Okay. He's been an all-star a couple times, but he's not on the all 75 list, right? He's not a future Hall of Famer. And, you know, and Thibs sat Kemba down altogether. This is just the last 3 minutes of a game. But it's kind of equivalent when you think of Russell's stature in the game.
Of course.
Mace, like let's do the radio equivalent. What would be the radio equivalent of you getting benched for the last 3.5 minutes of a game?
The radio equivalent maybe would be
the host Alan Sliwa, right?
No, this is what happened. This is what happened. Okay. So tell me if this is not getting benched.
All right.
So years ago, when Max Kellerman was working here, I guess I can tell. There's been enough time.
Yeah,
I can tell this story.
Time. Yeah.
So Max, we were doing crosstalk, and remember, it's me, Ireland, Max, and
Marcellus.
And Max said something highly inappropriate.
Oh yeah, I remember this.
Do you remember this story?
I remember.
I won't say what it is, but he said something highly inappropriate.
Yes.
And both Ireland and I got suspended only because we were in the room when it was said. Now, is that the equivalent of being put on the bench?
No. That's just like you got caught in the crossfire.
No, something that would be equivalent would be something like in the last hour of the show, Amanda calls in and says, you know what, Mace, this just isn't working. Greg, get in there with Ireland. You produce the show.
No, I think that's even too much. I think it's more like Mike Greenberg Stephen A. shows up in L.A.
Yep.
And just feels like flexing some radio muscles.
Yep.
And the only time he's available is from 1 to 3 someday. And they said, you know, Mace, Stephen A.'s here. Why don't you step aside and let him carry the show today?
Oh.
That'd be like that.
But they're not putting an all-time great in next to him, though. So, it Stanley Johnson gets put in instead of him.
It's basically like telling an all-time great, we don't need you right now.
It's probably like saying, Sliwa, you finish the show for Mason.
Yeah, finish the show for, or you host the Mandy Awards, right? Like what if Sliwa wins Host of the Year? What if he wins?
What if
Travis wins?
Vote of the people. Vote of the people. Will of the people. I stand by the fairness of elections.
Wow. Do you really? Okay.
Yeah. So, let me get to the big point. But we'll get your calls in 877-710-ESPN. I think at some point they're going to pull the plug on Frank Vogel. That's just my opinion. Momo, you disagree. But in the end. In the end, this is a Palenka problem. This is a front office problem. Because when I see Russell Westbrook on the bench at the end of a game when the Lakers really should be winning it against a bad team, what I see is $44 million that could have been spent other places for other guys for a better supporting cast. Whoever made the Russell Westbrook trade, that was a disaster. Here's the deal. Last year, were it not for injury, I think the Lakers had a really good chance of going to the finals. Why break that up?
Totally agree.
Why not just roll back with exactly the same group and put a little some finishing touches on it? Maybe you subtract a Montrezl Harrell. Maybe you add another player, a complimentary player. But why not roll back with that exact team? Why detonate a roster that had a chance to get to the finals?
Yeah. Here's the thing, though, Mace. You have a flawed premise.
What the hell is my
Who made the Russell Westbrook trade?
Correct. But I'm saying, who made the Russell Westbrook trade? Palenka.
Officially.
Well, what does that mean?
Who sanctioned the Russell Westbrook trade?
I would suppose Jeannie, but I mean, Jeannie hired Rob Palenka to be the guy to run basketball operations.
You don't think that they called LeBron and Anthony Davis and said, which trade do you prefer?
Oh, yeah, no, true. So then this is on LeBron James.
Which is why, to this point, he has not said anything negative towards Russell Westbrook.
Yeah, last night they asked him, how do you think Russell Westbrook feels about this? He answered with a question. He said, how do you think he feels? How do you think he feels about it?
Yeah, that's a good answer. I mean, listen, have you ever recommended somebody for a job and it just totally doesn't work out?
Yeah.
How long do you keep it going? How long do you try to fix it?
How long do I try to fix it? Well,
who's the worst recommendation you ever had? Did you ever recommend somebody like, I think this person would be great on the radio? And then they get on the radio and you're like, ooh.
Yeah, I mean, that has happened before, but I don't think I necessarily had say on when to pull the plug. I think somebody else pulled the plug on it.
Right, but did you feel kind
so
of
I recommend like- person X for a job, and I did.
Yeah.
Recommend person X for a job. Well, the employer is the one that pulls the plug on them. I don't pull the plug on them. They're in control, which is what you're saying.
But it kind of looks bad on you, right? Yeah.
Sure. It reflects badly on me that I recommended a bad candidate for a job. Sure. Okay, so I'm confused now. So it's not Palenka. It's LeBron.
Yeah, I mean, LeBron was definitely asked for his opinion. I mean, he sanctioned the Russell Westbrook trade. He was meeting with Russ all summer. He met with DeRozan, he met with Russ, he talked to Dame. I mean, they had a whole discussion about who they're going to go get.
Right, I mean, Palenka's always made a big deal about that at the opening press conference, saying, you know, I texted with LeBron, I talked to LeBron, he and Anthony Davis and I met, and all that stuff. So
that's
then
his strength as a GM. He makes sure his superstars are happy.
Okay, let's sneak a call in. We'll get a bunch of calls in today. Let's go to Archie in Brooklyn. Hey, Archie in Brooklyn, where are you at, man? You in Park Slope? Are you in Williamsburg?
Man, you
in Bushwick?
Bed-Stuy?
Park Slope?
Park Slope, actually. I'm out here for work, and my girlfriend and I are heading back to SoCal, hopefully in June. So we have a house out here, and we get, you know, bi-coastal. So, you know, it's snowing and raining at the same time. That's all you really need to know about Park Slope.
Oh, that is New York in January, man. I've been there.
Yeah, so... You know, this team, guys, Momo, really love your work, really love your reads, especially out here. You're outstanding. Mace, you're okay as well. You know, guys, this team just, you know, they need another bubble. I'm sorry, they are not 82-game season built. Their age, their injury history, it's obvious, man. Like, these guys are good for about 50 games, and you better scratch 30. They need, you know, and that's the frustration with this team. 82 games is a lot of games for a team of this age. So I just kind of wanted to get your opinion. Great hearing you guys. Always love listening. So I'll get off the air.
Thanks, Archie. Appreciate that. Well, I'll say this. It's cool. What's interesting about the Utah game is if I was to give, if I was to give credit, if there was a success pie, we always talk about a blame pie. I was to talk about a success pie, it would go to LeBron, Stanley Johnson, and Austin Reeves. Those were the three guys that...
A success pie. Okay.
Those were the three guys that jumped out to me from that game on Monday night against Utah. Well, two of those guys are young, hungry guys.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have enough young, hungry guys.
Yep. And those young, hungry guys are what are keeping the season alive.
Correct. More of your phone calls coming back next. I guess I'm going to retract the poll that I put out. I did put out a poll. I learned this from my friend George Sedano, who is a regular at putting out polls.
Mm-hmm.
So this was the poll I put out, and I'm going to change it. The poll right now reads, who should get most of the blame for this Lakers disaster? Is it Vogel, Pelinka, or Westbrook? Right now, it's Pelinka 61%. Now, I'm going to add LeBron. I'm going to reissue the poll and add LeBron, since you say LeBron sanctioned the Westbrook trade and deserves blame for sanctioning it. What do you mean? That's what you said.
No, you're right. I agree with you there. However, to me, like he is doing the best he can to make this work. I think the fact that he has not gone negative, that he has been a good soldier, that's him trying to fix a mistake. Like, that's him trying to fix this. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe you can give him blame and credit.
Blame and credit? The Russell Westbrook trade. And it's not so much Russell Westbrook. I'm not placing all the blame on Russell Westbrook. He did not control his fortune. He didn't control a trade that brought him to Los Angeles. It's the people, it's that $44 million and what it might have done. That's what bothers me. It's not Russell Westbrook.
Mm-hmm.
It's the amount of his salary that hits the cap. That's the part that bothers me. All right, 877-710-ESPN. I am going to try to lighten it up a little. We're going to spin the wheel of questions in a while.
Just,
you know, hang in there. We're going to make it fun. We're going to make it fun.
Is it going to be like the one
shows about fun.
Where you guys were like, when are you going to die? That wasn't fun. I mean, it was funny.
That's not on the wheel. What do you mean? That was a good question.
It was a good question, but that was heavy.
Question.
I mean,
do you want to know the date of your death?
Oh, hell no, man. You'll be thinking about that date forever.
Exactly. Ireland's
no.
like, oh, bring it on.
Oh, no,
I would love to know.
I agree with Ireland. Ireland's right, especially with you, Jorge. If you knew, let's say it happened to be a year, which would suck. If you knew it was about a year, how much more time would you spend with Maite?
Greg, they told me 10 days to come back to work. I was thinking about the 20th the whole time. Come on.
Yeah, I mean, that last day, you got to be thinking about, I'm going to the chair, man. I'm dead tomorrow. All right. It's a better question. It's a more fun question today.
Like that one about, you know, the fish swimming sideways. I like that one.
Correct. Crabs.
Yeah.
Do crabs think humans are walking sideways? That's
a
good question.
Good
Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Thank you. Want to hear some good news, Momo?
Yes, please.
My eyebrow is growing back much faster than expected.
I am stoked for you.
You know, I shaved it off 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And I sent out a very scary picture on Instagram. I'm sure if you were scrolling through your feed and you saw that picture,
you were like, what?
Hey,
bro.
But you can definitely see that my eyebrow is seeding. It's coming back. It is returning. And I think we'll be back in time for the Rams at the Super Bowl.
Excellent. Hey, did you put anything on there? Did you put some, like, hair club for men or Rogaine?
Okay, so
that?
I read that the best thing you can do to grow back an eyebrow is to exfoliate and moisturize.
All right.
So I've been, like, you do, like, a scrub thing, and then you do, like, a moisturized thing. I think it's definitely working.
Did you do it on your whole face or just that area?
No, just that area.
You might as well do your whole face while you're at it.
I don't need to exfoliate and moisturize. I don't. That's just not my.
It's good for your skin. Don't you want to look good? I mean,
I'm a dude. I don't have to exfoliate or moisturize or.
Have you ever
stuff.
Exfoliated or moisturized your face at all?
I don't think so. Ever.
Really?
I mean, I wash my face. I don't exfoliate my face. I wouldn't want to scrub that stuff all over my face.
Have you ever been for a facial?
Once I got a couple of really bad zits and I went for a facial.
You should go for a facial.
Yeah,
you're on TV.
No, not,
you're
not
a public figure.
I'm not a big Burke Williams guy, you know what I'm saying?
You know, like when you go to your fancy locales, Costa Rica or Hawaii or something, they got a spa at the hotel.
Yeah, spas are too expensive. I never spend money on that stuff. So it's all really expensive. Like, I'm already spending a lot of money to be there. I don't need to go get my face done while I'm spending money on everything else.
No, you're right. It's like three times more expensive. You're right.
Yeah. So, all right. So we're talking about, and we're giving you a chance to vent a little bit here. Let's go to Mario in Santa Monica. Mario, you're on 710. What's up, man? Mario's gone. Mario. Let's go to, how about Brent? Is Brent there in Riverside? Brent, hey, you're on 710. What's up, man?
How you guys doing, Momo, Mason?
All's good.
Awesome. Hey, I've just been listening. I've been fighting this variant, so you guys have been keeping me sane. So thank you. I appreciate
that. How are your symptoms? Are they okay?
Doing better now. The last few days, I was having some body ache and flu. But symptoms, but today I'm doing a lot better. So.
Glad you turned the corner, man. Sorry the game didn't put you in a better mood last night.
Oof. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, so I just have a couple things to say about that. Okay, so I'm sick of everyone in the NBA in general. Stop blaming the coach. This isn't on Frank Vogel. This is definitely a Pelinka and LeBron James, you know, are the ones behind this whole thing. No one wanted Westbrook in the beginning. Everyone was saying no. The only one, you know, Ireland, you know, alone on his own island, Westbrook fan. But that was the biggest mistake that we could have made. Westbrook is who he is. We needed to get younger guys around Davis and LeBron in order to make this team better, and we chose not to do that. This isn't anyone's fault. If Vogel's gone, then what? Then what's going to happen? We're still going to be the same team. What coach are we going to go get that's going to make a big difference? We just have to eat this and – We messed up. No one's going to take on Westbrook's contract, and that's just what it is.
All right,
and it's
thanks.
Sad to say, and we need to accept it. We had a chance to get DeMar DeRozan. We didn't do it, and we could have gotten younger, and we didn't take it. And we chose this route, and this is the bed that we need to lay in. So this is where we're at.
All right, it's not a comfortable bed, Brent. Thank you. I'm glad you're feeling better, man. Thank you for listening. All right, he's gone. So By the way, it's a bed we got to sleep in next year, too.
Not necessarily.
Oh, come on. $47 million? Westbrook's number, $47 million? We're right butt up against the salary cap. I mean, we're very limited in what we can do. Nobody is going to take that contract.
I don't know.
You think somebody will take on Westbrook and $47 million?
1 year. Well, I don't know that they're going to take him on and play him. But 1 year. I mean, there's John Wall sitting out there. I mean, there's other bad contracts out there you can go trade for if that's what it comes to.
Do you have any Westbrook for John Wall vibe in the universe?
It's the only one I can think of. It's literally the only one I can think of.
It's the only contract as bad as Westbrook's.
Yeah. Well, and I don't think it's as bad because he's younger. I actually think the Lakers would have to.
Why would Houston take back Westbrook?
I'll say they get a pick out of it or something, or they get a young player. Maybe they, you know.
THT plus Westbrook for John Wall.
I don't think they have to go that far. Toss in a decent young player.
THT is our only asset.
I know, but he makes $12 million. That's a lot.
10.
And he's also a much bigger asset. I'd put him at. You might maybe toss in Malik Monk or something, you know, like Malik's been good, but he's on a good contract. Like, you know, you incentivize some, or that some second round picks or something like that.
Yeah, we've got a first round pick in 2029 or something.
I mean, this is why we are at this really critical juncture, Mace. I can't stress this enough. How Russell Westbrook reacts to this benching is going to determine his future in the league and the future of this Lakers team. This is a big move, man. I'm sure he got on the plane. That's a good sign. He's probably going to talk to the media when they get to Orlando, whatever his message, maybe he'll say something sooner. Maybe puts on Instagram. I think if he shows humility, if he shows hey, I'll do what I got to do to help the team win, something like that. I think that's a really good sign. And it actually could change things, right? Because how do you coach somebody who is that headstrong? How do you coach them to play in a system when he's a former MVP who's, you know, like he's at that stage in his career where it's been a long time since somebody had to coach him with this kind of negative move.
Right.
And
basically sat him down.
I mean, can you just imagine doing that to Kobe? You just imagine doing that to LeBron or Anthony Davis? I mean, these are guys on the All 75 list. The only guy I can think of in recent memory who has taken that kind of bitter pill and done a good job swallowing it is Carmelo Anthony.
Yeah, Carmelo Anthony.
He's his teammate.
But even for him, it took time.
It did.
All right, tell you what, let's do Wheel of Questions coming up. There's plenty of Lakers stuff coming. I want to do some Rams. Rams, Mike Silver, screw you. We'll do that coming up for you.
Can you also do Laker Ticket Thursday and Lie of the Day?
Oh, yeah, Lakers Ticket Thursday, ooh. Lie of the Day. Okay.
All right.
So, Lie of the Day, we got a pair of Laker tickets to see Lakers Portland on February 2nd. Is that right, Greg?
That is correct.
Yeah, February 2nd.
First game
2nd
back after the Grammy trips. Yeah.
Yeah. So we got a pair of tickets. I'm going to lie today. I will tell a lie.
All right.
I already know what it's going to be. I think it is an obvious lie. I think it is an obvious lie. It is coming soon. I have not told it yet. Mason Ireland, 710 ESPN. All right, so let's take a break from all that downer talk.
Yeah.
A lot of downer talk. There's good stuff in the world, too. Like the NFL playoffs this weekend.
Yeah.
Jorge's back.
Very interesting. Very interesting. So not stepdad Leo has decided to root for the Rams this weekend.
Whoa!
Now, he has been the biggest Rams hater in the world because he's a Niners fan. But he has decided, for me, to root for the Rams. And if the Niners go out in Green Bay, he says the Rams are going to be his team for the rest of the postseason.
Oh, my gosh.
So God bless not stepdad Leo.
I don't know how to feel about this. Like, he is a Niners fan.
Although last week, Momo, I rooted for the Niners to win in Dallas because that meant that the Rams wouldn't have to go to Green Bay. And I'll root for the Niners to beat Green Bay this week, because then if we win, we'll have a home game for the NFC Championship game at SoFi Stadium. Unfortunately,
I don't like it.
The Niners.
You know what the SF like on the helmet means, right?
No.
Tell us.
So the F what?
SoFi.
We own that field, man.
Dang.
Okay, carry on.
You missed him so much.
He's been waiting for Laura.
Vote for Laura.
How far into your quarantine did it take you to think of that? How long have you been sitting on that one?
Well, I've been sitting on it forever. I just didn't want to say it.
Okay.
SF, SoFi. We got it. Thanks. All right, move on.
All right, so I've got here's what I did. I put a bunch of stories, weird stories, on the Wheel of Questions. And so Wheel of Questions is brought to you by our friends at Puente Hills Toyota. If you got a car just sitting around not doing anything, you can bring it to Puente Hills Toyota for a free cash offer. Puente Hills Toyota is the house of yes. Jorge, give her a spin. Did you say hmm?
Or yeah, yeah, because it looks interesting.
So Arby's is releasing a new product. I guess it's out now. It's called the Diablo Dare Sandwich.
Huh.
And it is, they claim, the spiciest chicken sandwich on the market. They say it is so spicy that they are including a free vanilla shake with every sandwich so that you can cool your mouth down between bites. So the question is, again, it's the Diablo Dare sandwich. This is not an ad for Arby's. Do you like hot stuff? And what's your level of hotness that you can live with?
Yep. Don't really like hot stuff. Can tolerate a medium amount of heat. But I have just gotten over the idea that everybody else likes this and I'm supposed to. I don't need to prove anything. Every time I order it, it's like ruins the food. One time I got really spicy Thai food. I forgot to like change the settings on the Postmates order.
Yeah.
We ended up with a really spicy Thai food I couldn't even eat. I've tried the really spicy chicken sandwiches. I've tried the really spicy, like, I love my taco place, Guisado's. It's right over there by Dodger Stadium. You ever know that down the hill on Sunset?
Yep. No, I took Greg
love
there.
Love Guisado's. Place is okay. Bomb.
It's delicious.
You know how they have those, you know, the little flames next to them?
Yep.
Like, with spice level?
You don't order those.
No, I get one. One flame. That's it. One flame Momo.
Single flame Momo. Single flame Momo.
Can't deal.
Now, Jorge, what about you? Do you like things super spicy?
Super spicy, no. I remember they had that challenge here on Mace on
Sliwa Travis did it. They ordered from Holland Ray's, and they've got a warning label on their spiciest sandwich.
And I'm glad they do, because that thing is straight up fire.
You tried it?
Oh, yeah. I had half. Well, I tried eating half that sandwich. I couldn't even make it past two bites. It's that spicy. But my spicy level is, let's see. If I get tacos, I get that green or red salsa. That's about it. Like, I don't go anything beyond habanero. Like that.
So
I just
no real bite?
No.
Yeah.
Bergman?
So there's difference between what you can handle and what, like, the taste. So I love the taste of spicy food. I cannot handle spicy food in the slightest. Like, Momo having one fire emoji, that's way too many already. Like, pico de gallo is about as far as I can actually
handle. Oh, my
god!
Pico de gallo isn't hot at all.
That's nothing, man. That's not tomatoes.
That's just chopped up tomatoes. Are you kidding me?
Like, if you put, like, two or three red pepper flakes, like, that's like, I can maybe get by with that.
Oh, man.
I love the flavor.
Oh, my gosh.
My mouth is just burns.
That's amazing.
It's so bad. It's so good.
You say pico de gallo with like a decent accent doesn't mean
little onion, little tomato, and that's it.
You might take a pico de gallo, man.
That is as spicy as my mouth will allow. But doesn't mean I don't like the flavor. I love the flavor of the other stuff. I just get in trouble when I have anything more than that.
So have you ever watched The Hot Ones?
Oh, so no. good.
Such a, you've never watched guy. The, you got to look this up. It's on YouTube. It's hosted by a guy named Sean Evans.
So good.
Okay.
And he brings on celebrities and he interviews them while they eat increasingly hotter sauces. So they have wings, and then the hot one is always like the ghost sauce, or it's like one of those crazy Carolina Creeper. Yeah. What do they call those?
Reaper. Carolina Reaper.
Yeah. Carolina Reaper. Yeah. All that stuff. I eat red pepper flakes on everything.
Do you really use
red pepper flakes all the time, and I use hot sauce all the time. I use Cholula all the time.
Ah, that's good stuff.
I like Cholula. Yeah.
But I love hot stuff. I can, and I have a high tolerance. Wow. For heat, we got some last week, and there were peppers on top, and I ate one of the peppers, and I was like, oh, that's delicious. Juan
Mace.
Ate one of the peppers. He like spit it out and drank some milk.
Mace, yeah. I got a theory for you.
Yeah.
I hate to tell you.
All right.
When you light up at night.
Yeah.
You're actually lighting up, right? There's smoke.
Correct.
Kind of desensitizes your palate a little bit.
Oh, you think so? You think because I smoke weed. I have a higher tolerance for heat.
Uh-huh. I do.
I don't know if that theory holds water.
No, I think it's because there's smoke. I think it would be cigarettes, weed, whatever. It's like smoker. Like my father-in-law is a smoker. And he has always smoked his whole life. And he every year for Thanksgiving, I've known him for 20 years, he used to bring the garlic bread. When I first met him, the garlic bread was edible. Now it's just a bunch of salt and garlic.
Yeah.
I'm like... I'm like, this is so much salt. I can't. Do you taste this? And he's like, no, it tastes great. And I'm like, no, you just don't get anything.
Oh, that's an interesting theory. That's an interesting theory. So, your father-in-law is a smoker, like cigarettes.
Smoker. Yeah, cigarettes. Yeah.
Now, is it wrong of me, as a marijuana smoker, to have judgment about your father-in-law who's a cigarette smoker?
Absolutely, it's totally fine.
Yeah, you're probably,
just sure. The cigarette thing, man. That is like so. The word is out, man.
I know
that stuff is bad for you. Does anybody try to get them to quit?
Yeah, but I think it's like when people, you know. Well, I think when people have done that for decades and decades, you know, I mean, I think it'd be kind of fun. Maybe I could get them to smoke weed instead. That'd be better.
Bergman, did you used to smoke, didn't you?
I did. I did smoke for a long time. I quit long, long time ago.
Was it hard to quit?
No, I was actually someone that was able to just stop and be like, all right, I'm done. I still have one every once in a while. Just like if I'm on the golf course and someone has one, I might have one, but that's about it. No, it was not hard for me. It's hard for a lot of other people, so I don't want to say it that way. I can just stop in a moment's notice.
Yeah.
But there is a 2014 study published by the journal Chemosensory Perception found that smoking can dull taste buds. You're absolutely right, Momo.
Just saying. I remember a couple Thanksgivings ago, I was like, is it just me or is this garlic bread really salty? Like, I can't even eat it. Like, what's wrong with it? And then I finally had to tell him, like, hey, whatever amount of salt and garlic you put on there, cut it in half.
Just too much.
It's just too much. Like everybody else is like, oh my gosh. Sorry. Maybe I shouldn't be saying this publicly.
It's all right. You know what we're going to say? Last night. Okay, so last night. First of all, I feel badly for my friends Shane and Morgan because they get to go to very few Laker games, and last night was the one that they got to go to, and it's such a disappointing game. And Bergman actually had a date at the Lakers.
What?
A
date
to
the Lakers.
Oh, and everything was going so well until the third quarter.
Until the fourth quarter.
So, Bergman, tell me about the date.
That was nice. We had good seats. We sat down. We watched the game. Had a couple drinks. It was fun. Had a great time. Went and stopped by and saw John, Michael, and Funches.
That must impress her.
Michael Thompson. Yeah. It was pretty cool. Yeah. They were all really nice.
Yeah.
To her, not so much to me, because that's how life goes.
Because that's you.
But right, exactly. But no,
Did they approve of your date?
Michael Thompson kept giving me the okay sign, like, oh yeah, good job. So yeah, they approved from what I saw.
Are you going to take her to a win at some point?
I mean, that's not up to me, is it? I would love to. But yeah, we'll go out again.
You will have another date?
Yes, we will have another date.
Nice.
This is really compelling stuff.
Is this something serious? Well, no, I'm compelled. Is this something serious?
Good. Something, you know what? There is no serious right now.
Is this your first date with her?
No, this was.
This is the lamest
third
relationship segment ever.
That's what I'm saying. Super
Bergman's
compelling.
Bergman's holding back.
What do you want me to say?
When Emily does her dating things, that's kind of fun.
That was great.
Yeah.
That was.
Did she ever make a decision? We had her on yesterday. Did she ever decide on which guy? I think it was Connor or Dave.
Connor, she said that she would go out with both of them, but Dave, I think it is, called into Travis and Sliwa again today and still hasn't actually reached out to her yet. So that's on him.
Oh, so is he like a clout chaser? You think he's just trying to get on the radio, but not actually?
No, in fact, that Dave guy says he works for the Rams and he makes $140,000 a year.
I heard that.
Huh. Yeah.
Has a home, no roommate.
Hey, Bergman, where'd you meet your date? Was it like a seedy nightclub, or was it Tinder?
A seedy nightclub.
Was it Match.com, or how did you meet? I prefer to think it was a seedy nightclub.
Can you imagine if I was at a seedy nightclub? Yeah, that's totally me.
All right, so where'd you meet her? Bergman. So where'd you meet her?
Where'd you meet her?
Right, honestly, I met her about 5 years ago. We hung out for a little bit back then, but then I got back together with the girl that I was dating before.
Right.
And so that fizzled out. And then after a little while, I decided to go on Bumble and I saw her there.
Yeah.
But I didn't text her on Bumble or anything. I just texted her regularly and
correct.
We just started going out. Yeah. We just,
nice. So you met her before
reconnect.
And then you saw her on Bumble and then you reached out to her. Well, that sounds nice.
Right.
It sounds like you've got a future.
Reconnected.
Nice.
Well,
nice.
Who knows? We'll see.
All right. Coming up next for you, I've got, screw Mike Silver. That's number one.
That was fun.
And on top of that, I've got, did you see the big trailer for the halftime show of the Super Bowl?
Oh, so good.
Yeah, we'll do that coming up for you. And also injury report for Rams and Tampa Bay. All that stuff's coming up next for you. Mason Ireland, 710 ESPN.